We continue to remember Rosa Parks. We're now joined by Congressman Elijah Cummings. The congressman attended yesterday's funeral service and has been a strong advocate for Mrs. Parks receiving recognition for her contributions to the civil rights movement. Congressman Cummings, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
It's good to be with you.
You were part of the thousands that paid tribute to Rosa Parks yesterday as she was funeralized in Detroit. I'm curious, though, when you look at the attempts that many of you on the Hill will go into to try to, as we heard yesterday, erect a national monument to this wonderful woman, do you anticipate that all on the Hill will see that as viable and move quickly to do so?
I think that it's not going to be an easy task. I think that there are still significant elements of people who don't want to see Rosa Parks' memorial built, or as Jesse Jackson Jr. has called for, a statue in Statuary Hall. The reason why I say that is because. While we are in a moment right now where people are still grieving and we have gotten the cooperation of the Republican House and Senate with regard to her lying in the rotunda and also getting a plane, two planes yesterday to go to the funeral, when all of that is now over, and it is, I think what you'll see is we go back to the same, in many instances, mean-spiritedness that basically has placed the lives of African Americans on the sidelines and not given our sheroes and heroes the significant places in history and in the Capitol as they should be.
I see some irony in the fact that Mrs. Parks found her way to Detroit in 1957, lived here, is buried here now in one of the most segregated cities, quite frankly, in our country. And then we take a look at the bipartisan, as you suggested, mean-spiritedness we see in Washington. Just the juxtaposition of those two things really speaks to how far we still have to go.
No doubt about it. You know, a number of the speakers yesterday talked about the Voting Rights Act, and one of her best friends from childhood, Miss Carr, said the last thing she said, please, 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 this is a 94-year-old woman who said, make sure you pass that Voting Rights Act. And, you know, when I look at the efforts now coming from some of our colleagues to do away with one of the provisions of the Voting Rights Act that has to be reauthorized, it concerns me greatly. And we were thinking that it would be a fairly easy effort in that the chairman of the Judiciary Committee had already said that they were going to make sure that they did it. That is, the Republican Sensenbrenner, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said it would be done several months ago. But now we now begin to see these efforts on the part of some of our colleagues to do damage to the Voting Rights Act. But not only that, when we think about all the efforts of people standing in Ohio, for example, trying to vote in the rain for 9 hours and look several blocks away in districts where hardly anybody was voting and having those areas having more voting booths than they needed. And then we look at Florida and all the efforts to, I say, block certain folks, and mostly African Americans, and those that might vote for a more progressive agenda being blocked, you do have to wonder how far we have come.
Congressman, I asked this of Al Sharpton, who was on our program today as well, and I asked this of you. The spirit in the church yesterday was palpable. As I walked, I'm in Detroit this week and talked with people, there is a sense of being reinvigorated, if you will. Do you think that the death of Rosa Parks will spark a movement to get people to live her legacy and not just salute it?
Well, I think that it will have some effect on people who are pretty much already active. I think it'll reinvigorate them, and I think that it will cause others that who may have been just sitting on the sidelines to do some things But, you know, I've been around for a while, and while I like to be very optimistic, I'm not that optimistic with regard to that. I think that, for the most part, there are some folks who believe that the problems are not as bad as they are. Do not, even with the nomination of this conservative Supreme Court justice who may very well have the power to turn back the hands of time. This is the most recent indication. I think a lot of people still don't believe that things can go far backwards for African-American people in this country. And they have come to a certain level of comfort. And so while Rosa Parks has passed on and we mourn and we feel we've been told about her history over and over again, I still think that there are many people who still simply don't get it.
All right, still much work to be done. Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, always good to talk to you.
Good talking to you.